Let's go to Paul in Seattle, Washington. He's trying to find ways to help clear residual anesthesia, I guess, and to promote healthy response after the surgery. Are you there, Paul?
I'm here, Dr. Marshall.
And how old a man are you?
I am 64, and I weigh about 175.
Okay. Well,
and I know all about mud packing.
Good deal.
So there's three areas I'm concerned about. That is scar tissue,
mm-hmm.
swelling, and detoxifying anesthesia.
Okay, well, let's start with scar tissue. If you load something like nucleotides, it takes 6 billion nucleotides to make a single cell, okay?
All right.
And as a result, the deficiency in the supply of these is what makes the body use all kinds of other weird materials, and so that is why the scars look the way they do. The body will go to what is known as missynthesis, okay? This also happens in the brain and elsewhere. If it doesn't have the right oils, it'll use linoleic acid and turn the brain to mush. So it's very critical, and I'd say at your body size, post-surgery, and maybe even a day or two before, 4 nucleotides per meal. And the immediate day after, you could even do 4 every couple of hours because it will work much better that way. That's going to provide the nutrition the body needs to do the repair job. But as far as swelling and this sort of thing goes, what we need here is the ability to promote the healthy response and repair of that tissue. And so here we're going to need to support the adrenal glands. And the ultimate support for those, of course, is going to be max stress B. So using maybe, getting used to this before a surgery, starting at a half teaspoon and every 2 days going up a half teaspoon till you get to, say, 3 teaspoons. Now, that should be plenty. And you want to make sure you're sleeping the 5 straight hours a night without waking up to urinate or anything else before you start any surgery, because you're only going to make 10 to 30% of your normal adrenaline if you don't do that. Okay?
Okay. All right.
So this should be a big help. Another thing that can help is kidney complex. And a surprise helper that many people use is SOD. This is best when you empty it under the tongue. It tastes really good. This is produced by bifidobacteria, and maybe about 4 of those per meal can be a big help as well. Now, clearing the anesthesia, my favorite guy on the block here is going to be DHLA, and you can use this with Quinol. Because of your age, you will need extra CoQ10, and this, of course, is the fully reduced form.
Yeah.
So I would say maybe 3 teaspoons of DHLA for about 10 days post, along with 2 teaspoons of Quinol. You can mix all the nanos together, make a drink, sip it after breakfast, be done in 4 hours or more. Okay?
Okay, Dr. Marshall. Thank you.
Thanks for your call. Bye now.